Oh, Vermont should be beautiful this time of year with all that snow. Fifth best movie ever made, White Christmas. Bing Crosby sings I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Danny Kaye, Clooney, the dancer, some real characters. I love that movie. And if you've ever watched it, I highly commend that to you, especially during Christmas. And part of it is they're going up to Vermont to help the ladies escape, and then the old generals up there. Just a really heartwarming snow, but all that snow, and that's become sort of a joke in our family. All that snow, and they get to Vermont, and it's green and it's 80 degrees. But of course, by Christmas Eve, the snow comes. So, snow. I appreciate everybody that's here. You guys are a hearty group. But thought, you know, maybe we've done this before. Take a look at what the snow has to say, the story of redemption, just using proof text. This is not necessarily a scriptural thing, but using snow to help describe how great our salvation is. A beautiful creation, a beautiful Savior, and pictured by snow. So a few texts that just if you, you know, did a word search or something. But first of all, Job confronted towards the end of the book where God has to challenge him that, wait a minute, I'm God and you're not. And all your friends, they're a bunch of pygmies, as one of my professors called them. They have a very small view of who God is. And God has to remind Job about where were you when the stars were formed. But in Job 38, 22 and 23, have you entered the treasury of snow? Or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? So God's power, his sovereignty, his holiness, and his coming judgment. And I read in Numbers 12 where the leprosy, picturing the sin of Miriam and Aaron, presuming on God's word. And so the leprosy, the white disease that looks like snow, a picture of the results of sin. And God then, sovereign, holy, judges sin. And Aaron and Miriam's their rebellion against God and the words spoken by Moses. That's not a good picture about who we are standing before a holy God. But then in Isaiah 55, some familiar verses, 8 to 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And then David, in his great psalm of confession and repentance after he sinned with Bathsheba, Psalm 51, verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And so a picture of God's word, accomplishing the importance of God's word and accomplishing what he wants to accomplish, especially in the area of salvation. Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And so Isaiah, God is, he's above our pay grade, we in the military would say. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And like that snow, the rain comes down, God's blessing, watering the earth, which we appreciate that here in Colorado. But then Psalm 51, David, what a wonderful psalm that mentions a lot of the Hebrew words for sin, but he's wanting to be cleansed from his sin. Folks, that's God's grace. We don't deserve it. But God's grace cleansing us, the picture of whiteness of snow, clean, righteous garments because of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And then, of course, our Savior in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. And then the picture of the Ancient of Days, then attributed to Jesus, Revelation chapter 1, that picture, Revelation 1, verses 13 and 14. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. And so in Daniel chapter 7, the kingdoms of man, some yet coming, I believe, but consumed and crushed by the kingdom of God, the Ancient of Days. And some of the poetic, apocalyptic language used in Daniel, but those pictures of being his holiness, he is eternal, his wrath against sin once again, seated on a throne, the judgment that is coming. And then, of course, pointing forward to Revelation, the unveiling, the apocalypse, literally in Greek, but the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And that picture of him as the Son of Man amidst the seven lampstands, in the midst of his church, Jesus in the midst of his people, as the righteous judge and Savior. And so our very lives and everything we do ought to be for Jesus, our Savior's glory, and his righteousness. The only reason we can stand before that holy God is because our garments are his righteousness, the whiteness of pure snow that makes us right and God's people. That's his grace and his love and his mercy for our sin through the finished work of Jesus Christ. All that snow, it's a great salvation, folks. White Christmas. Great movie, by the way. But that white, the imputed righteousness of Christ, not one of you good people or me will stand before God in our own righteousness, but that whiteness of the righteousness of Christ, the white garments. And it's Christmas, white Christmas. Folks, that's what we celebrate at the Advent, the birth of an unblemished lamb to be sacrificed for your sin and my sin. All that snow. I like snow. A few weeks ago, John maybe asked the question, where would you like to live or spend your winters? And the spiritual among us said, right here in Colorado. Because here it is May and we get over 2 feet of snow, 28 inches of snow, Sharon said. So are our lives reflecting the snow? I could preach a sermon on snow from the Bible and guilt you all in to be, no. Aren't you glad that we can be God's children and God's, well, saved children, forgiven children because of what Jesus did? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for snow. And even a word study of how the Bible is used in Scripture. What great context. That'll preach, as my dad would say. Thank you for what you have done for us. The picture of, unfortunately, sin and the consequences of sin like leprosy. But yet your grace and your mercy, the cleansing to be white as snow because of what you've done. And it's all because of our Savior, who is holy, righteous, and the coming judge. May we live lives for your glory. Thank you for snow. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you we could gather together today to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.